Good. So I think we're holding here on Vizay Hefesh Agadol, Sheyesh B'Yediyas HaTorah.
Yes.
Okay. So he's speaking here about the distinction between learning and Galgalim Yesodos, and knowing philosophy or, you know, some abstract philosophies. Vizay Hefesh Agadol, Sheyesh B'Yediyas HaTorah. Actually, he says, the inyanim of that we would call sort of Kabbalistic inyanim, or things that have to do with heavenly philosophy or whatever it is, they're not such a high darga. No matter how high you're going, the gap between the finite and the infinite is infinite. There is no. So you say I spoke about a very 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 high inyan. Fine, very high doesn't get you beyond that. At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu transcends any type of darga. So there's nothing really. We didn't go anywhere with it. So the mile of these things is the element. It's not so much in the sentence. If a shore goes ashore, he's liable X amount of his atam and X amount of his muad. It's not in the part about the ox going the ox, that's not such a high madrega. But the end of that sentence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be that he pays this amount, that is on a high madrega. So he says, because that's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. So in as much as Torah expresses a Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it is a very high madrega. V'zeo madrega seydiyazas, v'av ki amarnu ki ha-Torah kulun sasem chukim shpatev shalom sheyochim. Even though we said that all of Torah are chukim shpatev that are shayach to a person, even though all of it is given in terms of what's good for us, so L'chur is asking a question on himself. We're saying that really shechting the animal on the neck or the tail is really, really not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself makes no difference. It's only what things is worth it to people. Let's give a marshal for this. Imagine we have somebody who, I'm trying to study a person. I'm trying to understand the person and everything about him, who he is, what he is, his ideas, his thoughts, and so on and so forth. Imagine this person was a teacher, a 7th grade teacher, 8th grade teacher. So I will bring videos of his classroom, and I'll say, well, he played this game with the kids, he acted this way when the kids did this, and so on and so forth. So someone's going to come back to me and say, yeah, but this was all about the kids. He was teaching these kids, and therefore he acted in a way that's appropriate for these kids. Well, the answer is that no. The answer is these kids are the way the props he used and the things he discussed were worthy of 8th grade kids, but they contain inside them what he feels is appropriate both in Klali. What are the ideals I would like to be mechanic the kids to, and I dress it up in the language and in the media of an 8th grader, but I can discern from that what's precious to me. So the same thing also, the Torah and the mitzvahs, in the actual mitzvah and so on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond that, above that. But the halacha in our mitzvahs is a genuine description of what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes especially, and so on. And therefore he says, the actual mitzvah is not for our an expression of our personal enjoyment, whatever it is. It's an ol. In kein any idea zos misyacheses sheyikne dia ba'adam. Rak hayidia v'zeh Hashem Yisbarach v'seir shalom. What it really, in fact, is an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'dova zeh hifuch kasher yikne hayidia v'galgalem shu v'dias atzon ne'er kalgal. So he said, take a look. When you're studying the Galgalim and the heavenly bodies, you're learning a lot about great beings, but you're not really learning much about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Now, let's flesh this out in the following way. But let's, I guess, qualify it in two ways. First of all, someone once asked me, a shayla, could be we discussed it once. It was a boy, someone in the yeshiva was talking, a more modern yeshiva, and he asked, why is it that I'm saying that someone who studies science and is studying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's handiwork is not as good as someone who's studying Torah in terms of cognizance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifest itself in science as well? So I told him that imagine you're trying to study paintings and one professor gives you, and you have this famous painting of that really incredibly striking painting, and one professor gives a lecture on the techniques the painter used to get to a certain, to get to what he wanted to get to. And the second professor gives you a lecture to try and understand what was it that the painter was trying to say, what was he trying to convey with his painting. So the first, both of them are very important, but the first one is really the technique, it's how. The second one is really getting to the neshama of what. The first painting is somebody who understands, and so what science is the how of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not the what. And therefore, it gives you a general appreciation of Godless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a deepening of Emunah, as opposed to Torah, which gives you an understanding of what's the message HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give over. That's one thing. One could about where he says the difference between whether we're learning the science or whatever it is, what he wanted and so on. The second point here is when a person is learning to there is a possibility. Let's go back to Avraham Avinu, where it says that he learned Torah from himself, or he looked around at the Bria. That means that even in the technique itself, there are certain remuzim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For instance, let's go back to an example. If I read somebody's letter, I know the content of it, and I can try to understand what did the person want. A graphologist is not studying the content, he's studying the writing, but since something as personally involved as writing leaves a mark of my feelings, attitude, and personality, so even by studying the writings, I have the possibility of understanding a lot about the writer. It may or may not be as good as reading the content, but there's an inadvertent knowledge of that. I can talk to a person, and then the person's open with me. I'll know a lot about what he thinks, understands, likes, and so on. But even if I watch a person walk or dance, I can get some sense about it. He swaggers, he shuffles, he marches forward, he drags his feet, he's wrapped in himself, he's looking around. All of that gives me some idea. So it was possible, and it is possible, that the others could look around the Bria and discern HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. But that's a much harder, more vague way. It's like trying to discern content from form. It's, to some degree, can be done, but not fantastic. So when we learn, when we study nature, even if we have the eye of the others, we're still getting a picture, but not the picture. Masha Einkein, when we're studying the others themselves, when we're learning Torah, we're actually reading the message and understanding the pnimius. And the fact that people do think when they learn science that they've reached a very high madrega, people think that because of the brain power that I need to exercise trying to understand science, I understand something really important and big. Now, I just want to add one small point that makes it a little bit more understandable in some ways. In the old days, the science and philosophy were seen to be part of one discipline. In other words, people today, we take a very mechanical view of the world, and therefore we look at physical sciences, hard sciences, to be very mechanical. There are no great sweeping principles of existence that are revealed in physics, chemistry. There are mechanisms, and the mechanism of this, the mechanism of that, that's really at the end of the day what I see. So I don't expect to get these great sweeping deep philosophical ideas. In the old days of science was considered to be an extension of philosophy, that what made physics work would be great principles. So if they thought that the circle is the perfect shape, so planets would go around a circle and so on. So there was a sense, somebody who studied deep science felt that he was actually getting some sense of the Bria Sa'olam, in a deeper way. And that's why he says, even though you feel kind of very accomplished, she'im kein mi shehiseg ha'soga muka b'nagrus, she'yechol lasois sha'ab ne'odam, yemeganke mizeh she'gidor goes, somebody who develops great woodwork, would you say that person also reached some sort of high madrega? Umate says, ma dimi yesh le'vetera le'idia b'nevorim kulam. So what comparison is there between knowing Torah or knowing any part of the world? Does the thing created, in other words, is there any parallel or any dimion, any comparison between what he created to him? Because at the end of the day, you know what was created. It's only when your angle is to look at what's created and try to extrapolate who created it. And at the end of it, you at the bottom line, you're studying the things, the whales, the penguins, whatever it is you're studying. Avol, Yediyah Sator, Yediyah B'Gzeir Sama Shem Tzolak Shmoy. Yediyah Sator is the understanding of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Gozer. V'im Ki Torah Sa'adam, Zeh Mitzad V'Kal Gzeir. Even though it comes to me as in very human terms, and couched in my terms, Avol HaGzeir Atzma Gzeir Sashem Yisbar V'Sa'al HaShmoy Tikra. V'hine Zeh Lo Nikra Yediyah B'Nivra Klal. L'chein Ono Oymrim Shem Yikna Yediyah B'Musad V'Sa'al Adam. So therefore, if I'm focused on the person, then the idea is not much. Unless I'm using it as a stepping stone to understand something deeper. Mikasha Yasa Yasig Vikasha Yasig Idea with Mishpatana Vikirayim, we can't solve Nitzris. But if he learns the halachas of Tana and Kirayim in Tumatara, he'll know it better, he'll have a handle on Nitzris. So if a person studies nuclear physics, it's not going to give him any Nitzris. If he studies Tana Kirayim, it will. Everyone understands this. So that's the Maila of knowing mitzvahs and so on. Now he's going to touch on another point that Malachim, even though we think of them as being so Kaddish and therefore knowing about it, still it's not Ruchnius 100%. I want to talk about a different akuda that's very relevant to this. One of the tensions between Hasidim and Misnagdim happened in the following scenario. I'll tell you a specific story, but it really is it's sort of an accumulation of many such stories, I guess. In places like Chabad, where they learned a lot of what they call Pnimius of Torah, a lot of Hasidus, which was sort of a spin-off of Kabbalah and so on, there was a constant sense of this is the Ikar Torah, and this is really the Neshama of Torah, everything else is the body, and all other Torah is subordinate to this. It produced a tremendous backlash that people, people were very against it. A famous quote from the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, the one that everybody admits is dead, that he said that if you learn Baba Kama and you get to the Mishnah of about a Shoyer and a Para, he says we're not talking about Shoyer and Para. The Torah doesn't deal with the oxen in the stables and so forth. We're talking about in the Merkava there's a Shoyer and a Para is this, and he worked out a whole semi-Kabbalistic type explanation for all the pieces. He said that's the Neshama of Torah and so on. Reb Aaron Kotler heard it and blew his stack, basically, and called him out the chorus, other such stuff. But stripping away the personal debate, but it was very much, and I guess this is the point, would be like Reb Aaron's point. There is nothing in the world that is in itself of any significant ruchnius. So you could talk about spheres and malachim. They are still physical entities. They're not God. And as such, there's the infinite gap between them and Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it's very, very hard to say our gap is more infinite than their infinite gap, because an infinite is hard to... So mitzad chitzoni yeshevoi, there is no difference. If you're talking mitzad the pnimius, then it's identical. What does it mean? It's true that it's a deeper understanding, maybe, but that it gets you closer. Kadosh Baruch Hu was severely contested by the Litvish, and it was felt that it was wrong and it's misleading. And adarabba, if you try to get to the Pnimius without really knowing Pnimius, you're going to misread it and you're going to be wrong. So he says, Lachain, b'mashe kol asoges hachochum utzol v'achem sheisig boi, b'ein ze musk gomer, even malachim that they are gashmis, they're above gashmis. Malachim have some connection to chaimah. Something that is totally abstract and totally unlinked to anything physical. Who is totally separate in the void. That's what we mean in Kedusha. In Kedusha we say after everything we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond. Kloima, Shu Yisbarach Bolvad Nidlo V'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is really why the Malachim say the Shira. At the Kaddish, the Kedusha is the Shira Malachim. Malachim who themselves are really, really, to us, they seem to be totally spiritual beings and not physical beings. They turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, you are Kaddish. Kaddish, 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 the Malachim say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we say it, At the Kaddish of Kaddish, Oktoishim, Behold, Yom Yeluch HaSela. Your Kaddish, your name is Kaddish. And those entities that we consider to be Toishim, they're Mahal you all day long. Kloimesh, the Kav Kaddish, Loimer Kaddish, Kloimesh, Ruiz Baruch Hu, Bad, Nivu Kaddish, Achoyme. V'zei Iyak Tushu B'chol Mokin. Ulefikach, he says, Af ha'asogi b'malochim, Ein ha'seichu gomu pashu, Jitzir b'choyme. Even ha'asogi malochim is not ha'seichu pashu. Ki afim einon b'guf, Yesh b'chinas ma mitzor sal guf. So they're not bodies, but there's something there that has a similarity. Bim hoya malochim nevdol negam min ha'guf, Hashem loimer kach, Shem kach v'yam b'nem ilis barach. If they were to be totally spiritual and there's no connection between them and the body, then how do you distinguish between that and Kodesh Baruch Hu? Well, Kodesh Baruch Hu, that they are somewhat connected to that which is physical. Let's give an example. The Malach Raphael, he's a Malach. But his name is Raphael, that means he's the Malach who heals. That's his essence and so on. Healing is a connection. About a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we say Reifik HaBasa. We say things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's heals, but not that that's the entirety of the person. In other words, the principles and the ideas and anything in the Torah itself don't come from a comedic place, they come from the Tzonius Baruch. So even though it expresses it this way, but that's where it's coming from. The Av, Ke'atorin is smesel to Torah, even though the Torah talks about Torah Gashmi, Zeyne Klum, Ki lohoye mitzvah satorah binyan zeh shoyim mishpet ashor mischayim in ashor, v'shem mischayim muska ashor v'shor ba'atzvah, yev shalem akach. If the reason for the halachas of Shoshnagach would be derived from the activities of Aksan, we would say, okay, it's all about Aksan. Starts at Aksan, ends with Aksan, and it's just Aksan Torah. But Mishnah Torah is Chayav Hashem Yisbarach. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I feel this is fair in this case. HaGoyz Egzeres HaTorah Odom Shinekach V'Yinekach. Dova Zeh Nismach Al Dova Gashmi. Rak Shem Zeres HaOdom Min Hashem Yisbarach. Loimin HaDova Gashmi Lepad, Kama Shem Yisbarach Lemayla. Ki Mitzvah HaTorah Egzeres Hashem Yisbarach Tzadimik Tosoy. If I can give a mashal to it, would be like the laws of gravity to the actual effects of gravity. Even though I tell the kids, well, gravity is when the apple falls down, when the stone falls down, when the rocket ship goes up, and so on. But those are manifestations of gravity, but the gravity is also a principle above it all. So real Torah is really a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, and the Gashmi's thinking ones are how Ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu expresses itself in a specific case. Now he says, "Ve'afi mata oimer shegamkin efshashia ma'ayin amasik v'seir shesham zvachzim tzoyim kulo ve'im kein gamkin kashem amasik v'shadvar amasik gamkin v'seir shesham isparach." Even if we look at the things in this world and we figure out from those things some idea and concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we spoke about before, Chilukesh. Ki oysa seidu be'atzmoi heima dvarim tachtoina shoshan zvach sireisa. At the end of the day, we're talking back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why and how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu miss out of things? Be'soif seif ha'sogi bo'isa dvarim v'seri ki yumo. V'av k'Hashem Yisbarach Sido Yisom, Hare Aseid Azeh Shaykh La'atzon Shoyse Dvorim. Ma she'in kach b'Torah, Af Vadai, Sh'Torah Yiseid Adam, Ein Seid Azeh Shekach Roi Lasis La'odom, Shubal Choyme V'Geshem. Adrabe, kol ha-teiru hi lo'ola lo'odo. Ume achash ha-teiru lo'ola lo'odo megashmi. Im kein eina seder mesiach zagashmi klau. Rak ha-seder zeh hu shekach ro'ola lo'odo ma-sichu zara seichu, shemekal zeh Hashem yismach olam. Nikra zeh seder zeis. Let's flesh this out also with a mashal. Imagine a person is wearing two types of outfits. I guess we should speak more about women. This would probably be a better mashal for women. She can be wearing shoes that are comfortable, and she can wear shoes that are fashionable. Now, the difference is as follows. When you're wearing shoes that are comfortable, it means we took a look at your foot and we said, how can the foot best be a foot? How can the foot be able to do what it's doing in the best way possible? And the answer to that is, well, you know, the support and this and that, the other thing, so on and so forth. So studying shoemaking of that type tells you about the foot a lot. Now, there's a second type of shoes that are fashionable, which means we start with what we would like a woman or man to look like. We then say, well, his feet don't lend for that, so let's put something on his foot that is mildly uncomfortable, but it makes you look like what I want you to look. So there, I can actually say, so I'm going to look at the person wearing the shoes. Those shoes are not a derivative of the physical appearance of the feet. It has nothing to do with the feet. It has to do with it has to do with fashion. So it's an expression about an abstract concept called beauty. So even though I'm dealing with a shoe, and a shoe is a very physical object, but it's expressing something not in the world of the feet and the shoes, expressing something else. So he says, so Torah is something that is it's something that I'm talking about values beyond the foot, beyond the person, whereas if I'm dealing with the physical structure of the world, at the end of it, the rationale for the way in which the physical world works has a lot to do with the nature of the physical world. If I want to have people at the earth and people living on it, I need water, I need an atmosphere, I need the sun a certain way, and so on and so forth. So when I study the science and so on, I don't quite get into understanding the other behind it all. So even though a person is a physical being, and we share a lot with the cows and the sheep, but at the end of the day, what we do and accomplish is not only that. So, since Torah deals with the entire picture, it's like the Or Gadol. A mitzvah illuminates a particular point. That's the famous Chazal over there that says somebody is walking. Keter mitzvah, the Torah Or. That mitzvah is a ner, and Torah is like light in it in general, which is. It means it has nothing to do with anything specific. When you're holding a flashlight, you're shining at some point. When it's light outside, it's evenly distributed.
Rak kol ha-mitzvah mischab no muska echad pashut.
He says one of the differences between Torah and mitzvahs is mitzvahs was always needs to be identified with some specific mice and so on, and therefore the mitzvahs are very specific and very focused on a specific thing, and that's similar to a torch that you're holding, a light that's pointing in one place or the other place. But Torah in its klolis is overarching, it sort of is much more inclusive, all inclusive. Avla mitzvah sheyasogi yechidis, vei muskel a mitzvah yechidis pasha kol kach, ki lefi goyel a muskel hi pshutusoy, o lekach ha mitzvah nikra ner, va teire oyer. So the difference in mitzvah ner, in or ner is if it's all encompassing or it's specific. And the truth is, whenever, let's take a physical example, whenever you speak about a law in physics, let's say, you're talking about something abstract. A law is an abstract entity, but it encompasses all other circumstances. When you're talking about a specific event that happened, it's very specific, and you're only talking about this point over here. Pu'ika. Mikol makoy mashnika Torah or yerezeh, ki Torah muskel pashat yosef mikol. Torah is the most abstract havana, because that's what's called or. Or is something which is as refined and as spiritual as we could possibly get our hands on. Ki Torah muskel pashat yosef mikol, shakachnika Torah or, ubedavazeh miyuchedes meishaya sogis. Barelecho gimel dvarim burim, kashet tovin advarim elu. So he said, so he has here three different explanations about what Torah is, why it means the cause of Kosh Baruch Hu. One is he spoke about the Dinyan of Yosher that we spoke about. A second one is that they all are rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And third of all, they are all about, they're all talk about the person's spiritual self, the Mesechta's spiritual self, rather than his physical self. So he's making a big point. This to him is a very, very, very important point, because he is a philosopher. He said it's not the philosophy itself, and it's not the study of anything that we would call high and higher up and so on and so forth, because none of that, it's something which is Torah, because it is an expression of Ratzon Hashem. You really have Ratzon Hashem in a way that you couldn't have it anyplace else, and that's the yichud of Torah for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay.
Can I just ask one question?
Sure, please.
The difference between Ner Mitzvah and Torah, or is he saying explicitly Ner? The difference between Ner, I guess the relationship between Ner and Or is that Ner is something physical, something tangible, and Or is less tangible, like a mitzvah is something more
correct,
tangible that
correct.
Comes out of
it's
Torah?
A Ner is when you have a candle or a lamp, and Or is when it's morning outside. So in the candle, that in the light that you're holding, the light is very manifestly attached to the candle. It's very, and that's why its reach is very specific, whereas or is just very, very general and large, and it's all over. It's not specific to anything. I mean, the Gemara in Sota speaks about it and gives a mashal. It's pretty much paraphrasing it about Ner Mitzvah Torah or a mashal. Somebody was traveling in a road, and there were a lot of obstacles, and he had a lamp. As soon as he got a lamp, was able to understand where not to step. But there were still robbers coming and so on. So as soon as it became light outside, that stopped, that ceased. Okay, good.
Great.
How
Thank
are the twins?
Sorry?
How are the twins?
Baruch Hashem.